This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Paul Wolf on X says, remember when Ken said that Kenny Pickett wasn't going to be the starter this year? How's that looking now?
He ain't going to be the starter this year.
Who is going to be starting week one?
I don't know. It ain't going to be him.
I'm going to need a name.
He's not going to be starting this year.
Give us a name there.
Okay, is it Carson Wentz?
Fine. I'm not going to live in a world that he's going to be the starter week one. Mm-mm.
I think it's time you make one of those big decrees like you like to do and say that if Kenny Pickett is the starter week one.
I'm not going to do. No. I've never done.
Kiss my bare ass on Euclid or something.
No.
Stupid things you said.
I'm not going to put my fate in the hands of the week one starter of the Cleveland Browns.
Kindergartners' lives like you did earlier.
I was begged to pick the Browns that game. And I'll never let small children influence my decision ever again. Let that be a lesson to everybody. Don't let children coax you into making bad decisions.
So if it's Kyle McCord,
fine.
Starting over?
Fine.
What's going on with Joe Flacco?
Fine. I don't know.
What about Drew Lock?
Is he out there?
What about
is Drew Lock out there?
What about Desmond Ridder?
Fine. No, Kenny Pickett. No.
What's up with Trey Lance?
I mean, he's pretty locked on to any wide receiver he looks at, but fine.
Anybody know where Case Keenum is?
We can't have Kenny Pickett.
How about an Easton Stick? What if I told you about a Josh Johnson or a C.J. Beathard? Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy's back. That's right.
Jeff Driscoll. Tyler Huntley. Former Pro Bowler?
Run it back. Yeah. Run it back.
Tim Boyle.
Fine.
Can I get you Mike White?
Former, he started for the Lions against us in the Baker Mayfield game that he thought he was just going to like roll up on him like they were UAB or something. That's, to me, I think that was the true beginning of the end.
Sam Ellinger.
Fine. Put a cowboy hat on him. Tell him Texas is back. I don't care. They can't be Kenny Pickett, man. Don't put Kenny Pickett. They ain't going to be Kenny Pickett. And ain't going to be Kenny Pickett. I'm fine. Ain't going to be him.
Save that audio.
What do you mean save the audio? Do you think it's going to be Kenny Pickett?
I am now seeing a pathway to where Kenny Pickett could be your starting quarterback.
Well, you can
in
see
one.
A pathway to anything. I didn't ask you that. I asked, did you think it's going to be Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, I mean, why not? They don't have a quarterback.
He's the only one
studying the playbook right now.
The answer. You said.
He's in the system.
Hold on. You said, why not? That ain't an answer. Do you or do you not believe, Slippery Wizard, that Kenny Pickett will be the week one starter?
Is he the only quarterback right now
do
in the building?
Do you or do you not believe?
Actually, he's not the only one. Deshaun Watson finally showed up in the building for 8 hours to do a video shoot.
Do you or do you not believe?
And then he left town immediately.
That Kenny Pickett, you don't know that for sure. Do you or do you not, the leaving town part, do you or do you not believe that Kenny Pickett will be the week one starter?
I think he's got the best chance right now of the other quarterbacks in the room.
Stop. Answer the question. Answer the question.
You're giving me no names. You're telling me nobody.
Doesn't matter. You're saying I'm living in denial already.
I'm with 10, Ken.
You're doing Mad Libs.
I almost cussed at you. Bolsheviks. You told me I was living in denial. I'm telling you right now that you refuse to answer it. So all you're trying to do is work me into a shoot.
Did Kenny Pickett say that he is here to compete for the starting job?
I heard him say.
Who's he going to say they're here to compete?
And right now,
but with Baskin and Phelps.
And right now, is he competing with Deshaun Watson?
Oh, I'd put him at the top of the competition charts.
Right now, he's 1A?
Because there's somebody else to compete with him. Do you or do you answer the? They can't see your face.
I'm just telling you what I know.
Okay, I got my answer. We all got the answer.
I'm telling you.
We all got the answer.
Do I sound like I was at those committee hearings yesterday?
You know what? That's for you and setting the tone on Friday if you choose to do it.
Is this information classified or not? You got to tell me. Am I allowed to text my buddies?
I'm glad you answered without actually answering, but you answered. Call me silly. He ain't starting the season, folks. He ain't starting this. I don't know if Owen might actually believe it. Do you think he's starting the season?
Until proven otherwise.
No, come on. No.
You tell me what they've done to go out and solidify a person other than
you're
Kenny
telling
Pickett
me
right now.
If you're Andrew Berry and your job's on the line and you're going to put it in the hands of Kenny Pickett, he ain't even got big enough hands to hold it.
They're not putting him on the poster, are they?
No.
Our 2025 poster, which has been well done. Last 5 years been remarkable.
By the way, people keep seeing it in the videos. Can I just say this real quick before we get to the cam ward? People keep seeing the Myles Garrett posters in the videos, and they keep telling us to take it down. Guys, we're not allowed to take it down. Baskin won't let us do it.
No, he flips out.
He flips out. He doesn't know that there's Google.
1 year he contacted HR about it. I thought that was going too far.
One time... He had it all written up on a great big dry erase board. And I'll never forget this. And I'm going to tell it right now. And so Baskin, guys, has to see the scores on this poster. If he doesn't see the score on the poster, Baskin freaks out. And when I mean freak out, let me tell you how bad he freaks out. As I'm in the bathroom and I'm washing my hands, and all of a sudden Owen texts me and goes, "Don't come out of the bathroom." Because what Lyman and I did, there was a great big dry erase board that he had the schedule written on. And then we kept getting rid of it, and he kept getting mad. And we had a great big calendar given to us from the OHSAA, which was about the size of the dry erase board. So what we did is we took the OHSAA calendar and put it over that schedule. And then underneath it, I erased the middle of it and wrote surprise in all caps and an exclamation point, thinking he would take it as a joke. And I'm in the bathroom, and all of a sudden I hear, "Andy, you got to do something about this. I'm not going to stand for it anymore." And Andy Roth comes out of his office because he knows what's going on. And he goes, "I don't think that they were." It's on-air content, Andy. It's on-air content.
And then he got traded with Caris LeVert and George Niang.
Baskin's more powerful than you think.
That's right.
Got Andy traded to Atlanta.
They did need a swing PD down there.
So that's, guys.
It's a rebuild, you know?
Guys, that's why we appreciate you guys watching the clips. Sometimes you see them, sometimes you don't. That's why the 2024 schedule is up there and will be up there until our good friend Mark over at the Browns creates the 2025 schedule. Once the 2025 schedule is up, we will go ahead and put it up. So I apologize, but that's got to be the way of the road. Because there's a new sheriff in town, and I'm not allowed to prank Baskin anymore. That's how that works.
What is up, Scotty? What's up, my man?
Those jeans are going to get in a row. Would you trade to go up to number one to get Cam Ward?
So, Kenny, I would. The question is, how much is Tennessee going to drive up that asking price? Are they going to go off the chart that we know and love?
How are you willing to go?
Are they going to say, "We're ripping up that chart. we have a very different chart
our
for
chart
you to
says
abide
4,
by.
Owen came up with a scenario. So I got the chart numbers right here, okay? Owen came up with a scenario. He says, all right, I give you two. That's 2,600 of the $3,000. Then there's the 67th pick. That's 255. 94 is 124. Now, my math doesn't always check out, so bear with me on this, folks. I have it at 2,979. So that's still under the asking price of 3,000. You're going to have to go over. You will have to go over that. So if you go over that, you're looking at, honestly, you're looking at picks number 2 and number 33. They'll go right over, and that's it. That's it. Would you give up pick number 2 and 33 to bring in Cam Ward? Would you do something like that?
So I don't think I would. I think it becomes too steep for a player that I'm not entirely sold on. Mm-hmm. I do like him more than Shador. But I can't go too far, right? I can't go too far.
You're the one who says you got to swing big for quarterbacks.
Yeah. And I just don't know if he's good enough. I just don't know if he's a good enough prospect.
Okay, why don't you know he's a good enough prospect? Is it because it's a bad... Yeah. Honestly... You do watch the game, so I'm not accused. I can't just say, well, you don't watch the game.
Yeah, I watched a bunch of Cam this
year. Played, to me, he's played a lot of college football. He's elevated every program he's played for. He's played for three separate programs.
Yeah.
Okay? You elevate it all. He's done a fine job. Looks like he's the clear-cut number one. Now, I know he can be the clear-cut number one in a bad draft class, but if he's still a good quarterback, even if it's a bad draft class, who cares? Who cares? Who really cares?
I don't care about that. This is why I thought it was important to hear what people... We're going to say when they compare him to other drafts.
I'm willing to give up number. Guys, I'm willing to do it. No, hold off. Let me think for a second. Because I'm getting Kenny Pickett stuff where people are trying to defend Kenny Pickett. And it's clouding my judgment. I'm getting worked into a shoot as I say these sentences. Please, go ahead. I got to focus on you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are, unfortunately, quarterback drafts where there is just nobody at the top. That doesn't mean that, you know, you can't start. That doesn't mean you can't. You know, have some successful runs. But, you know, we're talking about prospects. That is what this is always. There is no sure thing. I hate when people try to dance around that. And I saw somebody tweet us earlier today when I said I would trade up for him, but there's a limit. Somebody said, you would trade up for something that's not a sure thing?
Oh, they gave us the old WTF deal. Yeah. Nothing's a sure
thing.
What
world are we living in? When I've seen Trevor Lawrence look the furthest thing from a sure thing after he gets drafted.
Yeah.
I think that is very, very silly.
And that's half the reason I think that a lot of people are wanting to trade or wanting to pick Abdul Carter, is they think it's close. He's not a quarterback, so they think he's safe, and they think that he's a sure thing because he's a pretty good player. Guys, he is a very good player. Now, I don't know what he's going to do against some of the bigger bodies out there blocking him on the run, because I think they'll go right over his gap, and that might be a bit of a problem for that young man, but that's up to him to figure it out. Getting to the quarterback, that's fair. He's good at that. So, yeah, he makes it worth it, but it doesn't like he doesn't come with a couple of bugaboos on the field. I don't care about tow truck drivers or weed.
You can only draft at who's up for grabs in that given year. I look at 2015 draft. Jameis Winston went number one overall, number two, Marcus Mariota. And as it turns out, there was not obviously Winston did start, you know, a bunch of years in the NFL, but... If you were at the top of that draft in 2015 and we were having these same discussions and you're like, well, we're desperate. We need a quarterback. We've got to take one. You would have been left with Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. So, you know, what do you do with that information? And what, Garrett Grayson and Sean Mannion and Bryce Petty? And there isn't a surefire one every single year. And what if that's a situation that we're in this season and we're sitting here talking about trading up? So that's why I do think there has to be a limit. Every GM has to have a limit. They just can't trade, especially considering we just won 3 games last year and the roster's nowhere near as talented as we thought it was. Still has talent on the roster. It's not like they're completely devoid of it, but how many assets and how many potential weapons can you truly give up to try to help somebody? And if you're doing that, you know, you're putting yourself in a real bind. You've got to really fall head over heels over these guys.
Number 2 overall. Number 67, number 94, number 104 in the fourth. So a one, you're a one, but you're getting that one. 2/3 and a fourth. That's a 3,065. I'm giving you
more
than asking for than value, than Kelly Blue Book on the pick. I'm giving you more. You willing to do that? Number 33, that's a big one.
That is a big
one. That makes me a little shaky.
And it's more than just that's the 33rd. That is the first pick after the first day has come to a close.
It feels like 2-1.
It does, because You it then does. Get to reevaluate the board.
It does.
And there's never been a player taken at 33 that a team didn't say, oh, we had a first-round grade up.
Guys, this is difficult. This is just so
you
damn difficult
give up
for
ones.
Me.
Yeah, right.
Because it's true. I like the kid so much. I just don't feel strong enough to make that type of the 33rd. I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to do two-thirds and a fourth and swap for Cam Ward. Okay? Because, guys, I don't have much faith in Andrew Berry to make the picks that great later on. I don't. I know he's had a couple of hits, but a lot of them have been misses. So if it's Cam Ward comes out, he plays well, it's going to cover for a lot of things. That number 33rd pick, I'm like, man, that's just rough for me. And clearly you can tell I don't feel that he's – I've even been talked out of it over the last 2 months about giving up that much to go after Cam Ward. Would you give up that much to go after Cam Ward? I don't think I'd give up 33.
No.
I'd give up, would you give up the two-thirds and the fourth?
Yeah, that you had me thinking about. Still dangerous, still very risky, right? That I think you could talk me into. The other one.
Did you know there's no five? You've basically given up your
the
draft
rest of
again.
The draft, yeah. Which is tough, which is really tough because you need young players on rookie deals at this stage to keep this thing going.
Yeah,
especially considering what you're going to lose after this year.
You'd have Cam Ward, pick 33, and then your next pick is 179. The value drops off very much so.
Oh, boy.
Precipitously. 9 o'clock, Iron Eagle. All right, let's ask the folks. You willing to give all that up? You willing to give all that up for Cam Ward? You need a quarterback. Your defense is actually, by these metrics here that I'm looking at, and I told you about earlier this morning, they're better than what we make them out to be. Pass rush is better than they make it out to be. You want Cam Ward? It's very difficult because I think fans have way more time than the actual people making the decisions to. So are we as a show? Is it an official show stance? You're open for business to Tennessee. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think everybody should
Next
be.
Official show stance. You're not giving up 33 to Tennessee for Cam Ward. Owen?
Oh, not absolutely not.
Mitchapalooza?
I can't do it.
Okay, Lima. No on 33.
Right.
Okay, we're all no on 33.
I have somebody in the know that was like, that's exactly what you would have to give up. You would not have to give up number 33. The other proposal that you said is what would be the deal?
This would be their deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so we
could have them if they were really willing to do it.
Swapping one and two. Really? You got a text like that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Is that, should we play sound with that?
Dun, dun, dun?
No, I think.
You got a text to someone listening right now saying that my proposal would be the deal?
That knows all about the values, that was going over the logic of it with me about how Tennessee, they're either going to take them because obviously at number one, if they really liked them. And I said, well, couldn't they squeeze out more from any team? And he's like, no. Any negotiation, you know, with them, he's like, there's no chance because they're not going to debate whether or not they really wanted him. And then a little bit of extra is going to be the difference in them having the franchise quarterback or not, the guy, the prospect that they would have him. Mm-hmm. So he seems pretty confident that they would be able to get him.
So my proposal, you swap one and two, you still get Cam. Then you're giving up 67, 94, two threes, and 104, which is a fourth. Total value, 3,065 on your draft chart. Is that a good deal? Would you give that up for Cam Ward?
Yeah, I would.
We get to Maurice. Some people call him that. He's in Maple Heights. Hello, Maurice.
What's going on? First of all, I got to say this. If you give up those picks for Cam Ward, I want some of what they're smoking because that's ridiculous. Cam Ward is not a blue chipper. So you're going to move up, give all your draft capital.
How do you know he's not a blue chipper?
Because if he was a blue chipper, it would be no concern. Like John Elway, Patrick Manning, everybody
like
knew.
Like Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence.
I didn't think Trevor Lawrence was a blue chipper, but
you didn't think that? Oh, okay. Well, Maurice in Maple Heights then back in the day.
And it didn't turn out to where he really was. But let's go back to the game.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Family game is chess, not checkers, okay? We have no cap space. We need these young picks.
We do. We do. Who's making the picks, Maurice? Who's making the picks?
I'm saying, first of all, the Browns are moving to Brook Park.
Maurice, stay with me. Who is making the draft picks? Who's making the picks?
Andrew Berry.
Okay, now let me get you this. Stay with me, Maurice. I'm going to change your mind live here on the radio. Do you understand me? Put one hand on the radio, okay?
I'm listening.
I'm going to change your mind right now. You can swap your number two for the number one. Give up pick 67, 94, and 104. Let me read you the names of who Andrew Berry has picked in the third and fourth round since 2000, if you want to do that. Last year was Zach Zinter. He's still around. 2 years ago was Cedric Tillman. Siaki Ika did not make the roster to start the season at the beginning of this last season. DeJuan Jones, you know I love that young man, but he's been hurt to finish the year, the first 2 years of his career. Isaiah McGuire has some upside. Okay, that's great. Let's move on. MJ Emerson, good year, not so good year. Alex Wright is on his way out. David Bell is gone. Perrion Winfrey didn't even get started. He's selling shoes on the internet. Cade York is gone. Round three of 2021. Anthony Schwartz. James Hudson is gone. Tommy Togiai was gone before we could even say anything about him. Then in the rounds three and four in 2020, Jordan Elliott, Jacob Phillips, Harrison Bryant, all gone. Never made too big a deal about him. You'd rather hold on to all them guys because Andrew's picking them. You're not. Those are your ideas, but Andrew's the one that puts them in charge. You'd rather hold on to all those guys, or would you like to take a swing? And you're not giving up 33, and you get Cam Ward. And we get a chance to get ourselves out of the with a young quarterback, just like you said, a young quarterback on a rookie deal, who you have a fifth-year option with. A fifth-year option, Maurice. 5 years of chance to get out of this hell that we are in right now with a quarterback that people can get excited about, a fine young man. Maurice, are you willing to do that for me?
Defense wins championships.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God in heaven. The sweetest hit music. It is a minute.
I know how certain salespeople got to feel then. You just ain't reaching them.
Are we ever going to have a defense that was as good as the one we had a couple of years ago? That C.J. Stroud carved up?
Guys, I just read you those names. I know when you see rounds three, four, you go, oh, guys, that's too much. That's your ideas. You never think you're going to pick bad players. I gave you the last 5 years of his drafts, the last 5 years of rounds three and four, and who they've picked. All right? You want to go through them names again? Because MJ Emerson, who nobody could other than I couldn't explain last year. I couldn't do it, but nobody seemed to have a lot of confidence in him by the end of the season. Hate to say it, fine young man, but the truth. You got MJ Emerson, DeJuan Jones, can't stay healthy, and I love him. That's not his fault. Some people might put it on him, but that's not my, I'm not going to judge that. That ain't you, guys, we talked about that at 7 o'clock with Justin Termini. That ain't me to say it. No. Isaiah McGuire's trending up. That's one, okay? Zach Zinter is still unknown. Cedric Tillman's still unknown. And then you get into whatevers. Cade York gave us a lot of fun once. And that was about it. So there you go. You can go for the gusto. And Cam Ward may work out. He may not work out. All right, but if they're saying he's far and away number one, I could just be shouting into the wind. Because Tennessee might not be that interested. Because I'll tell you right now, I want to know why Tennessee is open for business if he's far and away number one.
Right.
They need a quarterback too.
You do keep coming back to that. Not that you can totally rely. These teams are all unreliable. It's why they're bad more times than not.
Mm-hmm.
So that is part of it. And it can cloud your judgment if you get too bogged down in any of that. But it is interesting. And then you want to take yourself out of this spot. You want to take yourself, you know, back 6 months ago or 4 months ago. And like, what did we think about these quarterbacks? And then what has changed? Is it just that we're caught up in desperation? Are we caught up? Because that's been one of the things levied at us anytime me and you talk about Shador Sanders. We guys are just desperate. You just want a quarterback to want a quarterback. So I want to make sure that we're grading things in the legitimate way.
If I get desperate, I'm going to tell you this right now. If I do sound desperate, it's because sometimes I do get desperate because you guys get me all worked up about Kenny Pickett starting the season. I ain't worked up. Guys, I got plenty to talk about with the Browns and the Cavs and the Guardians. It ain't about a storyline. I got plenty of things to get into. I got plenty of them. I can talk about Dan Hurley. What else do we got here? I mean, I could talk about a whole bunch of other stuff. I can talk about the weather. I can talk about whether or not my son should have a cell phone at 9 years old. Should I get him a cell phone? Is it too young to get him a cell phone? I mean, we could talk about it all, brother. I do not need a quarterback for a storyline. I need a quarterback so I can get a chance to get myself out of this hell. Because it's either A, I got Kenny Pickett starting the season, or B, I got a guy who's on Instagram making videos and then, according to you, flying out of town. That, oh, well, all of a sudden now we got to blow the dust off of that and see whether or not that we can get him to play again. Okay. I'd rather take a shot with Cam Ward if that's a possibility. I didn't think it was possible. Cam Ward's all those things everything that everybody says they don't like about Shador Sanders. Okay, Cam Ward's the opposite.
Yeah, he's got the physical traits.
He's got the stronger arm. If you guys think that Shador's a loudmouth, okay, obviously I don't have a problem with a loudmouth, but if you guys think Shador's a loudmouth, Cam Ward, I don't know if the regular Browns fan has heard him speak that much. No? Mm-mm.
The only thing we've heard from him was him talking to Shador about who had the better offense.
If you fire, I don't know about Cam Ward's personal history. If you fire Kevin Stefanski, you're not going to hear about new coaches and craziness. If you fire Andrew Berry, you're not going to hear about different people getting involved in craziness. All those things that we keep hearing about Shador Sanders. There's no nepotism here. That we don't believe in. There's none of that with Cam. So, hey, if you guys just don't want to make a pick, hey, I can respect that. If you guys just want to say, guys, I know who's in charge of it, fine. I can respect you all. Because Maurice, maybe another day I would have blown him off the air. I tried to sell Maurice on it. Because look at who's – you got to remember who's making the picks. It ain't Maurice in Maple Heights. It ain't Mitch in Lakewood. It's Andrew Berry. Tom and Menner. It ain't Tom and Menner. You're next up on the fan. Go.
Uncle Kenny, real quick. You know, I agree with you 1,000% on literally 90% of everything, but I can't imagine your sale you're trying to put out there. And again, here's my question for you.
Well, I can get you into a real nice Siaki Ika again instead of going for the gusto with a quarterback. That'll be good.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Well, my question for you is this. And again, all this is a guessing game. I don't care how we look at it. We guessed wrong on the last quarterback, and we're all worried about what we're going to guess on this one. But I would say this to you, and this is the reason why I think Tennessee is shopping around the number one pick. Mm. If Cam Ward is by far the consensus overall no-brainer pick this year, as of today, where would he rank next year? And I think part of what Tennessee is trying to look at, which I think we should look at, but I know we're not going to, is, again, let's look to see if Cam Ward in next year's draft, is he the fourth or fifth best quarterback? And that's why maybe they're looking at waiting or trying to go and say, okay, let me build up my entire team around what is going to be the number one overall
consensus
for the last couple of years.
Because you and I as fans, and Tom, thank you very much for the call, and the new general manager of the Tennessee Titans all have something in common. We have time. The Browns don't. So I do have to mix the expediency of how they have to work with what I have available. Because they have to work quick. Because if you get Abdul Carter and you have Kirk Cousins or God knows who else, I mean, you win six games, it's over. I'll thank you for doing what you believe is always right by the franchise, but you win six games, it's done. Yesterday, rumors were swirling on the internet at a global supply chain conference called ProMat.
Yeah, ProMat, I think Thank we're you. Going next year.
ProMat 25.
We're not going to
ProMat
26.
I think we cleared 20, that.
Oh, 26. ProMat 26, yeah. Live and local.
Well, you say that now and watch Cooper Manning be talking at that one, and we're going to be going. We will be having a live remote from right outside where they hold that. Deion Sanders was the keynote speaker there, and somebody had tweeted that Deion Sanders had said there was no audio of anything. That Deion Sanders had said, we're hoping New York. He was apparently asked, or according to the person who tweeted it, he was asked about where he wanted his son to be drafted. He said, we're hoping New York. That's what is alleged in the social media. Now, for us, thank goodness, we question the entire thing. Because there's a lot of things that don't make sense where, if it happened last week, it's not up on the website already. It's not up on the website. There was actually a person who is a listener who is at this conference. They had to leave, sadly, right before it, but I believe they said it should be posted sooner than what it was yesterday. Deion Sanders, he got a hold of this yesterday. Somebody put up a poll on Football Forever's Instagram. This is a real one here. And he said, quote, all caps, this is a lie. We're thankful for whatever God chooses for them. That's Deion Sanders. He went on Twitter, wrote a couple of things, says, a lie don't care. This is 16 hours ago. This is after this entire fiasco around the same time. A lie don't care who tells it. It just tries its best to outrun the truth. That's a good quote. That's a good quote. So thank goodness. We tried to reach out yesterday. Owen did some sleuthing.
That's how much of a lie it is. The man that posted the picture originally that was quoted, screenshotted by another man who actually said that quote was, the picture poster had everything public. I tried to reach out shortly after. Everything is now private, and he is no longer accepting requests.
Unbelievable. This is ridiculous.
No, there you go.
It's ridiculous that there it should not go. Be this hard to come up with what was said. And I'm not even sitting
it's
here.
It's in the rumor tracker now. It's officially in there now. Both the tweet and Deion calling it a lie.
Yeah, once it gets added, it's really tough to get it out of there.
Yep. There it is. I should write not Twitter, but social media. So there you go.
So really, John in Texas, if you do hear this at some point, you could have just said, I don't want to talk to you. Don't leave me hanging like that.
He's got a ghost. He's got a ghost. That's the way it works. 216-474-0092. We got Ian Eagle joining us at 9 o'clock. That's very shortly, so I want to get to you guys. Would you give up? There are plenty of people who are going, yeah, when you put it like that, when I name names who Andrew Berry is taking in the third and fourth round, they go, you know what? Never mind. Let's go for this. Let's go for Cam Ward. Because at first I'm like, man, two threes and a four. Because we look at two threes and a four, and you just say round three, round three, round four. I'm like, Those are defensive guys that can be starters for us.
Yeah, of course.
And in the past, I mean, he does have Martin Emerson here. He did pick him. But then I go, okay, Siaki Ika, Perry and Winfrey, Cade York, Tommy Togiai, James Hudson, swing tackle, didn't really come to fruition. Good guy, didn't really come to fruition. Yeah. It's like, okay, we got to get ourselves out of this hell. I mean, we're looking at Instagram videos and debating whether or not guys are going to play for the Browns again or anything like that. Like, what are you going to do? And for all the guys, when they've asked, we need a quarterback, they've been players saying, we need a quarterback. All right, that's a hell of a move where Myles Garrett could absolutely line up and say, yeah, they told me they were going to do something like this. Whether or not that's true or not, hey, whatever, that's in the eye of the beholder. But damn it, he could go out there and say, yeah, they told me they were going to do something like this. This is a big move. This is a big move for a big quarterback. We're ready to ride. He could always do that. We get to Eric in Cleveland. Yellow, Eric.
Good morning.
Morning, Eric.
Yeah. Man, I'm staying right at two, and I'm taking Shedeur Sanders. I like more of what I see out of him than the differences and what everybody says makes Cam Ward a better quarterback. Sure, you want a strong arm. Sure, you want athleticism. But when I looked at him run the other day, I mean, he's kind of a stout guy, and he may be stronger, but who knows if he's faster. But
are you talking about Shedeur being stouter, or are you talking about Cam?
No, I'm talking about Cam Ward being a little more stout than Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
But let me ask you two guys a question, Lima and you, Ken.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any similarities to your fathers?
Personality wise, I'm a lot like my dad.
I look like my dad.
My dad, he thinks more before he talks, but yeah.
But whatever it is, we all have similarities to our fathers, mm-hmm. which Shedeur does. But as far as him being a loud mouth, I haven't heard the man speaking loud. He's going to have some similarities to his father, but you want a competent quarterback. And another thing I don't understand is how everybody says that next year's draft is going to be better. The one kid that was supposed to come out from Georgia, he decided to go back. If he was the clear-cut number one, he probably would have came on out.
Well, he's at Miami now. I don't want him. I probably won't want him next year either.
Whoever. But I'm just saying they're talking about next year's quarterback class. And why is it that Arch Manning couldn't beat out Quinn Ewers if he was far and away much better, and everybody wants to wait on him. I heard somebody say that he could be actually the Fredo of the Manning family.
No, wait a minute. Now that's pretty damn. Good. That's pretty strong. That's
speculation.
Fredo is a hell of a thing. I don't know what he's doing with cocktail waitresses down in Austin.
I didn't make the statement. I'm not going to claim to have made the statement myself. You know what I mean? Came up with it, but that's he what, could be. And I'm just curious as to why he didn't beat out Quinn Ewers if he's supposed to be that much better.
There's a lot of things I'm with you on. I gotta let you go. There's a lot of things I'm with you on. See, when we try to make arguments for the quarterbacks we like, it turns into real personal shots real quickly. Like, Arch Manning's a fine quarterback. They're taking their time down there. And I can't argue with the results. Steve Sarkisian found himself in a tough spot. You had a guy who became a leader in Quinn Ewers. He ended up having a good season, except he's always hurt. He's always hurt. And it gave Arch Manning a chance to Wally Pippen, but Arch Manning was more than willing to just sit back and let all that happen and let him be the leader. They have handled this. You got to give them credit. They've handled this about as well as anybody can handle that down there. And they're staying there, and it gives everybody, and a rightly so, idea that he could very well stay for 2026 as well. He doesn't need to leave after 2025. They have all the money in the world, the Mannings do, and they got time. They're perfectly fine. I do think, though, that if a lot of these guys would have came out that we thought could come out, there'd be warts all over the place. They will have another year of seasoning. And we believe it's going to make it better, and it should. It should make Drew Aller better. It should make Garrett Nussmeier better. It should make Lenore Sellers better. Got to see whether or not he was actually able to come out this last year, but I'm using a guy who's in the next year's draft. It should make those guys better. But there will be plenty of reasons, as we watch like Hawks, if they don't take a quarterback, there will be plenty of reasons that talk us out of it. Because I think that some of us may have not gotten into it until it was a little bit too late with some of the other QBs out there. But we're going to have warts with all these guys. Guys, we are at a very
odd
time.
That's what people have got to understand.
In QB history. These guys are different than they've ever been before. But you could go right back to the prototype. There are no prototypes now.
But so it's difficult. We should remind people that the quarterbacks with warts are also showing that they can play the position if they are coached well. And we saw that. We just saw it last year. Somebody that had severe limitations that they thought was going to go on the second day, ends up going, what, 12 overall, Knicks?
Ended up playing really well for him. I got to give him credit.